Welcome into another edition of Overtime with Cleon Wall. Of course, I'm Cleon Wall. You know, each and every week, if you've listened to this podcast, I've talked about how I have the opportunity to interview the opposing coach of the team BYU plays each and every week. This week, Mississippi State, I asked for head coach Dan Mullen. I thought it'd be fun to interview him since he coached at the University of Utah for a couple of years. But after I asked for Dan Mullen, I also asked if I could interview Brian Johnson. He's the former Utah quarterback who was a coach at Utah and ended up down at Mississippi State. I thought it'd be fun if I could interview both of them. Dan, basically, for the pregame show for BYU and KSL, and then Brian so that I could do a story with him since he was coming back to Utah first time since he left the University of Utah. So anyway, I got the answer back, no to Mullen, yes to Johnson. So I thought, well, I'll just use Brian. I'll try and combine the interview, do a story with him, but also talk to him about his team and his quarterbacks and things like that. And I wanted to get his thoughts on leaving Utah for SEC country and if he was bitter at all after he was named OC at Utah, then co-offensive coordinator with Dennis Erickson, and then he was going to lose that offensive coordinator position altogether when Dave Christensen was hired up at the University of Utah. So I thought it'd be a pretty good story. But since this was also going to be a radio interview, as I said, you know, I wanted to talk about a lot of other things coming back to the Beehive State. So that's kind of where I started my interview.
I know you have plenty on your mind coming into this game, but I'm just curious, did you have this game kind of circled on your calendar because it's your, what I'm going to call your triumphant return to the state of Utah?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's going to be a great opportunity to go back to the state of Utah with our team. As you know, we have an extremely tough schedule, so I don't know if there's one game that's just circled on it, but this is one that's definitely exciting.
Well, what are you looking forward to most, you know, about returning to the Beehive State?
It'll be just a good chance to see some friends and see some guys that I've known for a really long time. You know, obviously it's a very, very familiar place for me. Our team, however, I don't think, you know, very many guys on our team have actually been that far west. So, you know, it'll be new and exciting for them, and a great atmosphere Friday night. And you know, I know everyone's excited and looking forward to, getting a chance to go play at the stadium.
What have you told some of your players about what it's like playing in Utah? I mean, altitude, you know, what the fans are like, you know, at Lavelle Edwards Stadium since you played and you coached there. What have you kind of told them about BYU and the state of Utah?
Just to really just be ready for a physical game. You know, we're playing a team that's extremely well coached and disciplined and tough. And they're gonna play physical on both lines of scrimmage, and we have to be ready to go out there and match their physicality, match their energy, match their passion, and execute at a really high level to play well.
Was it good for you professionally to leave the University of Utah after you had played there and also coached there and kind of spread your wings and start out anew in Starkville?
Yeah, I think, you know, everyone's always looking for continual growth and ways to become a better version of themselves and how to constantly evaluate yourself after each and every year. And this was a great opportunity for me to come to Mississippi State and got a chance to coach Dak Prescott and help them develop and become a great, you know, a great player in his own right here. But yeah, it was fun. You know, there's always new adventures in life and it ended up working out to be a great opportunity.
What did you learn from your experience from going from a player to being a really young coach in college to being offensive coordinator to finally, moving to the SEC and coaching Dak Prescott? I mean, what did you learn from that whole experience that you look back now and say, you know, that's the thing I was really supposed to learn during this whole entire process?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just constant evaluation on how you become better and treating each situation separately. You know, I think you have to have the flexibility as a coach just, you know, a ton of lessons that you learn throughout the way, of different scenarios, different situations that come up that, you know, I think you just, you continue to evolve as a person and especially as a coach. So it's been a great environment, and a great opportunity for me to get here and get a chance to work with Coach Mullen.
Has your job been a bit tougher this year without Dak Prescott? I would assume it would be. Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
he's playing
absolutely.
So good for the Cowboys.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, he's a great player in his own right. And that's, you know, kind of what I'm talking about of treating each, you know, each player that you coach throughout, you know, your coaching career is going to be different and have different strengths. And you have to try to find a way to highlight what they do well. And put them in position to be successful. And, you know, people, you know, that's a little bit of the challenge of when you replace a great player with a young player is having those guys understand what it takes to be successful on this level and understand the expectations that have been put on that position to perform at a high level.
All right, Nick Fitzgerald started against South Alabama, but Damian Williams played the majority of that game. Then Fitzgerald played well against South Carolina. He started against LSU, but Williams also led the team on two scoring drives. Fitzgerald, Williams, they both played this year, but Fitzgerald's played the most. Are you kind of now settled on Fitzgerald being your guy for the rest of the season?
Yeah, we are. And, you know, he's have to put in a position to be successful. He's done a good job of making plays and continuing to grow and develop, you know, and we have to continue to keep putting him in a position to be successful with our offense and giving him things that he does well. You know, he has some definite big play ability. He's a very, very talented kid, so we have to just continue to on his process of development.
Fitzgerald's also your team's leading passer and rusher. A little concerning for the offensive staff that the QB is also the leading guy out there running the ball?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's not too concerning because, I mean, the last year I think we had kind of the same deal with Dak. He was our leading rusher and leading passer as well. You know, we just have some plays in our offense that are designed for the QB to get loose a little bit and he's done a good job of turning those plays into big plays. So it's been, you know, a couple games where he's broken some really, really long runs. And just try to put our players in position to do what they do well.
All right, just a few moments more with Brian Johnson, quarterback coach from Mississippi State. Did you also figure on growing pains this year? You know, we've heard from Coach Dan Mullen. He calls this a very young team. Were you kind of all expecting this coaching staff that it would be a little bit tougher this year compared to the past couple of years, not just because of Dak, but because of a lot of guys who've left?
Yeah, well, you know, I think going into each year, you know, you as a coach, you have to understand that each team is different and each team has a one-year shelf life. And, you know, and that starts usually in January in winter conditioning and ends obviously at the end of the year. And that team is that team. And, you know, you have to kind of grow and cultivate that team and they have to draw from different experiences to understand what it takes to be successful. So, you know, we do have a bunch of players that are not as experienced playing for us right now. But as you kind of get deeper into the season, you see guys the light bulb starting to come on and they're starting to get it, understand it. Hopefully, you know, this game can springboard us into a very, very strong finish.
Kalani Sitake has spoken affectionately of you this week. Any plans on catching up with him before, after the game?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Kalani has been like a big brother to me for the last 13 years, so I've known him for a really, really long time. And you know, I just have been extremely proud of what he's been able to do throughout his career. I was extremely happy for him to get this opportunity to become a head coach. He's done a fantastic job and, you know, looking forward to getting a chance to see him and say hello.
Did you call or text him after he got the job and tell him you guys were coming after him this season?
No doubt. I ran into him actually this summer in the airport in Salt Lake.